Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from 5G World in London. And I've got Brian Ahern, Director of Communications Infrastructure and General Manager of Intel Shannon with us. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
So, Brian, this is the first time you've been on Chip Chat. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and your role at Intel?
Thank you. Delighted to be here. I work for a group within Intel called the Communications Infrastructure Division. Their role is to provide a product line for comms infrastructure worldwide. I run a team in Ireland that is focused on particular parts of that network infrastructure. And the part of it that I'm going to talk about today will be around the next generation central office, a very innovative area of the network at the moment.
Next generation central office is becoming a hot term in the network transformation arena. Tell me about where this actually resides from a broader network topology perspective.
Sure. The network is made up of a bunch of aggregation sites. You think about the network, you can access the network from being at home, being in public places, or being at work in an office, in an enterprise somewhere. Well, as you move from those locations all the way to the cloud, you'll encounter various points of aggregation along the way. Some of the most visible points would be a base station. That would be a point of aggregation. And other more visible points of aggregation would be, you know, the cloud itself that people would be very familiar with. However, in a comms infrastructure network, there are a whole range of other points of aggregation. And one of those are central offices. They are very varied in nature. They can be a cabinet on the side of a road, or they can be a building in the middle of a large city. So they vary in size. But the key point about these central offices is that they're undergoing a major transformation in terms of what's happening with them as the network becomes more intelligent and as new features and services are going to be deployed over the next number of years.
So obviously this is part of the trend of virtualizing network services, but there's also an aggregation of central offices that's going on. How are those an interplay?
Oh, very much so. So one of the key things that is happening is that as the network is being modernized, the numbers of central offices are actually reducing, as central offices in the past were points of cable copper aggregation. But now with the rollout of fiber, which has been going on now for a number of years, these central offices are becoming more dense aggregation points. So fiber obviously spans greater distances, so you can cover a broader region from a particular central office. So a central office in the past might cover maybe between 5 and 8,000 subscribers. Now it could cover up to 50,000 subscribers,
wow,
depending on your geographical area and the density of population within that area. So the big transformation there is, as fiber is being deployed, you now have access to a far greater number of subscribers from this one aggregation point in the network.
Now, the second trend, obviously, is the virtualization of network functions within that central office. Tell us about the types of functions that are running here, and how does the integration of intelligence at this central office location enable more flexibility and capability for the provider?
The first thing about these aggregation points is that, as I said, it's an aggregation point for the home network, so traffic coming from the home, traffic coming from enterprise, and traffic coming from the mobile network.
Mm-hmm.
So those three traffic sources, if you like, they converge on a particular network function. They converge on a BNG, a broadband network gateway. They converge on a provider edge router or a PE router. Or they converge in the mobile space on a network function called the packet gateway or an EPC, but particularly the packet gateway side. Now, those three network functions have been and are deployed worldwide in appliance form, traditional NPU-based infrastructure. What's changing is that these are now, first of all, these functions are now going to be reside in the same location. So while a BNG and a provider edge router are terminating home traffic and terminating enterprise traffic, they typically reside in the same location. But on top of that, as we head towards 5G, we're going to see the distribution of the mobile network out to that location. So now you're going to have not just the BNG network function, not just the provider edge network function, but also the mobile core network function distributed to the edge. And these aggregation points, these three network functions, will form the basis of this flexible network that we're looking to roll out.
Now, with all of these network functions coming together into the central office, what are the key technologies that Intel and industry partners are working on to ensure that the underlying infrastructure can support this myriad of network functions and do so in a secure and performant fashion?
Well, there you go. You hit the nail on the head there with in a secure fashion, in a flexible fashion. These are the critical requirements of this area. So if you think about the baseline requirements, you need a flexible network, you need it to be secure, and you need to be able to provide a quality of service. You need to be able to deliver the service that you said you would. Mm-hmm. So these are the three fundamental requirements of that part of the network. And so we believe that NFE, the core tenets of NFE and SDN, are at the heart of this distributed infrastructure. So to provide those three functions, you need, you know, flexibility is, in our view, it's all about software infrastructure on industry standard servers. Mm-hmm. So we provide a range of, from our scalable to our Xeon D product line. That scalable flexibility, we provide a range of capabilities within that platform to provide the security and the service assurance needed to deliver that network function at that location. So there's our product portfolio and how they apply to the requirements of that part of the network.
You know, it's interesting, Brian. I think that this is an amazing technology advancement, but it really came into picture for me when I was walking around 5G World this week and saw all of this capability in a single rack. So tell me how we got to that point.
So that's right. I've been with Intel about 17 years, and oftentimes when I've been at shows like this, I have demoed and showed leadership for a particular network function running on a particular processor on a particular platform. The move to the edge, the pace of 5G deployments, the demand in the industry for this flexibility is powering that innovation. So it's no longer about that one network function or that one service. It's about the provisioning of a rack of infrastructure, providing the capacity and the scalability to deliver not just the network functions I talked about from the communications infrastructure perspective, but also a range of services that can be provided on top of that and delivered from that location. And this all came about by the need for a multifunction capability that crosses a range of platforms so that you can have platforms to deliver the network functions. And in the same rack, you can reutilize that same infrastructure to deliver the services. And that's our key value proposition. With Intel's Silicon, our Xeon Scalable and Xeon D product line, you have the flexibility to run the network function, different network functions, and the flexibility to run the software on top of that. And then you put all of that in a rack to support about 30,000 subscribers. And that's what we're showing here today with our NGCO work.
That's fantastic. What has the interest been from operators on this configuration?
It has been fantastic. We're only into the second day here, and my team here have been run off their feet with interest on the booth. We have a range of interest, not just from the vendors at the show, but also from operators who are looking at the network themselves in a very different way. And they're providing us input as to what additional capabilities we could provide for them. You know, it isn't just about the Intel product line per se. It's about the ecosystem of vendors mm-hmm. that are here at the show having this capability. You know, we have network functions from a range of vendors that can run production quality available in the market today. And then we have a whole range of underlying network infrastructure capabilities powered by our famous data plane development kit that's now part of the open source community. These are all available to deliver that capability.
That's fantastic. Thank you for taking the time with us to walk through NGCO. One final question for you, Brian. Where can folks get more information about what Intel is driving in this space and how we're working with our ecosystem partners and the Network Builders Program to deliver key capabilities to market?
So we've got a couple of papers that are available that outline what we're showing here today. If you go to netbuilders.com and search for NGCO or search for virtual EPC, you'll find us right there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you very much, Allison.